you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. One of the mysteries of gatherings like these, which we always miss, is the empowerment that goes on as the word goes forth. And the Spirit entered into me when He spake unto me. There's an empowerment that goes on as the word of God goes forth to those who receive it. As men are received, whatever word comes from the Lord, from His word, He gave power to become the sons of God. So there's power going forth as the word is going forth. There's power going forth as the word is going forth. There is power going forth as the word is going forth. So the last two segments of the word we've heard, power had gone forth as the word went forth. And those who received that, it stays, it shows. Most time we wait for prayers to be empowered. But God's word is the carrier of God's power. As it goes forth. That's why revelation can be intoxicated. It's the wine nature of it. Praise God. Can be intoxicated. When I saw I've been seated far above the powers, every devil lost recognition. Every devil lost recognition. The power came forth. I was looking for where to manifest it. God's word always goes accompanied with power. Please take time every time you are before the world. Reach out for empowerment that accompanies it. The word that Moses had empowered him to undertake that suicidal mission. He didn't leave his wife behind, so he won't lose the heritage. He carried them along. Moses departed to Egypt. In his land, the land where he was a wanted man, carried his wife and his two sons. The word empowered him. This is the place. Empowered me above all doubts to invade this forest. Amoku can't crack on now. So it comes both in Rema and comes also in Revelation. I'm talking about the covenant of empowerment. And it's important for us to know that the highest form of empowerment is word empowerment. 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 And with that consciousness, watch what will be happening to you from here. With that consciousness inside of you. Listen, God's word is not for fancy, it's not lecture. No. It's power. And it says, speak the word only. And it's our way who deserves same hour. The word only. Power went forth with the word. Thank you, Jesus. For waves of empowerment on this mountain that has already begun. May your portion be fully delivered. Thank you, Jesus, for your blessing. Since the visitation hour began, receive our thanks in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the empowerment that came along with your word. Thank you and thank you. In Jesus' name. Speak to us again and deliver the covenant table of empowerment to us so we can stay empowered all the days of our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and be seated. I've been working on the series Unveiling the covenant highways of life. And these highways are embedded in his word. So we're talking about the covenant of empowerment this morning. 1 Corinthians 4:20 is our text. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Life in the kingdom is at a risk without empowerment. Life in the kingdom loses color without empowerment. Life in the kingdom is miserable without empowerment. Jesus said, after teaching those folks for 3.5 years, tarry you in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. I can't guarantee your safety. I can't guarantee your triumph without being endued with power. Luke 24, verse 49. Power. The kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. It answers to power. The kingdom answers to power. The kingdom answers to power. And in Acts chapter 2, or let's go to chapter 1, and it shall say power. So it calls it power, interpreting what was said in Luke 24, 49. And then the Holy Ghost came with cloven tongues upon each one of them. Empowerment is a personal phenomenon. There is no such thing as corporate empowerment. The fuel in my car can't run my wife's car. The fuel in your car cannot run the car of your wife. The oil in my life, in my lamp, cannot lighten your lamp. Zechariah 10:1, he gave showers of rain to every one grass in the field. Empowerment is a personal requirement and a personal responsibility. Our church is a powerful church. That's okay. How much of that power is at work in you? My pastor is a powerful pastor. Does he have any expression in your life? There are people that kidnappers can't sight. Talk less of attempt. Ask them. They know. They know there are people they can't sight. That demon possessed soldier, hey, have you come to destroy us? There are people they can't sight. Talk less of molest. Someone visited his cousin here and saw a calendar of the church with me holding the microphone. He said, please turn over. There's fire in that microphone on the picture. On the picture. God wants us empowered so we can subdue our enemies. It's so important. There was a robbery spree sometimes in Abuja, and these robbers saw the banner of our church on Winner's Satellite Fellowship and saw my picture there. A Yoruba man was leading that gang, the robbery gang. Ah, Baba one, if you were okay. That is take cover, Baba is here. In his picture. Papro bikanota. Jesus said, the words that I do. Jesus, not small people like us. Jesus said, the words that I do. All you need is get empowered to operate in that realm. That's what we need to do. You taught on peace be still. We had this challenge on our way to Israel. And a big bang in the plane. Peace! The plane gathered itself. My prayer is that the last molestation of the wicked on your life ends here today. And I pray that as the word goes forth, the undeniable manifestation of his power shall begin to take place in your life. There were five virgins, ten virgins, five wise and five foolish. The oil in the lamp of the five got finished. Give us of your own. He said, no, it's not transferable. Go to them that said, go to where you can find it. You will find it here today. First, let's recognize that life is a battlefield, not a playground. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and wicked spirits in high places. Ephesians 6:12. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 3. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. We are confronted with spiritual battles. Psalm 9 and verse 91 and verse 5 to 7. The book of Psalms 91, 5 to 7. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night. The night is full of terror. Nor for the arrow that flieth by day that you cannot see. Nor for the pestilence that walketh about at noonday. The pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasted at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, so they cause people to crash. And 10,000 at their right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Life is a battlefield, not a playground. The reason we need to be empowered. I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. Nothing shall by enemies hurt you. So there are serpents and scorpions in the invisible realm that we walk over day and night. It takes empowerment to triumph in spite of them. But it's not enough to be empowered. You must stay empowered. Because if you faint in the day of battle, Proverbs 24 verse 10, then your strength is small. We can't afford to get ready for the battle. We must live ready for the battle. These battles have no schedule, have no timetable, so they can come in any time. We must live ready for the battles. That's the need to stay empowered, for we do not know when the next battle will strike. We cannot subdue the enemy without power. Even God himself, the Bible says, thou through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. Psalm 66, Psalm verse 3. It takes power to subdue our enemies. It takes empowerment to reign, to rule and to reign in spite of our enemies. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. Then we shall be willing in the day of thy power. You can't rule in the midst of your enemies without being empowered. You can't rule in the midst of your enemies without being empowered. There are some people here, even when they think evil about you, they will catch migraine on the spot. That is the thinking of it. The mentioning of your name will just dig their grave. Can you imagine the demon said, I'm going to attack Jesus? Can you imagine that? When you can't stand him coming, that person is going to attack? Today, from here, the key to that realm of empowerment, where the enemy is scared at your instance, receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The oil in my lamp cannot lighten your lamp. Get your oil.
Yes.
The flame in my car cannot drive your car. Though you have been with me all these years, get your phone. Your next attack, nobody may be around. The next attack on your life.
Yes.
Until Peter was out of the crowd, he would never have denied Jesus. But when he became only him, we're finished. Krapo Keti, Karadangola. You see, all this pray for me syndrome, we not get to anywhere, sir. We not get anybody anywhere. When that flight attack happened, who was there? I was there, and my wife. There's no mentor. There's nobody there. So there's nothing inside you, that's all. I saw myself in a dream, in a coffin. You know, when the truth enters your spirit, sir, whether you are still far away, you don't become a sheep. When a lion goes to bed, it doesn't become a sheep.
No.
No. That is sleeping, so it must be a sheep now. Inside that dream, I responded by the truth in my spirit. Satan, you must be a fool. Because there is no wisdom nor knowledge you can say in the grave. No one sees himself in the coffin and stay there. Get lost. I answered him in the dream. God's word empowers beyond what you can imagine. But today, we have limited it to the head. It's not there. At that time, the head was asleep. Your spirit man does not sleep. But the head sleeps. It's part of the body. So the word that empowers the one that enters your spirit. Not the logics. The one that enters your spirit. The one that empowers. If you ask the devil how many times he has killed me, that I'm not dead. When I go to heaven, there's no devil who can, there's no devil who can kill me. If they can, they will have done that longest time.
No.
Every harassment on your life by the wicked ends today. It ends here finally today. I release you today as a terror to the camp of your enemy. The last days are the days of power in the body of Christ. The Lord said to my Lord, sit down at my right hand, and make the enemies their footstool. And verse 2, the Lord shall send forth the rod of his strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of the enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness. From the womb of morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth, unusual outpouring of empowerment upon the end time church that will keep us ruling irresistibly in the camp of our enemies. That's the highway God is launching us into right here. Because from now you not only know what it takes to be empowered, but what is required to remain empowered. So that inside, outside, you are just untouchable, unmolestable, unassaultable. That shall be your experience in Jesus' name. The whole creation is waiting for the solution bearers of life to emerge from the church. Romans 8 and verse 19. It said, for the earnest of his creation of creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. They are groaning. When will these sons be released? The hour is now. When power will not be only manifested in the meetings, but wherever we are found. Wherever we are found in our offices, in the marketplace where we do our business, in our offices, power, power. Everybody will be seeking for solution through the empowerment of the saints in this end time. May you never miss your place in it. You never miss your place in it. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. In the precious name of Jesus. This is where most of us miss this. Power is in levels. Empowerment is in levels. We had a very clean picture of this in Ezekiel 47 and verse 1 to 5. Afterward, he brought me again unto the door of the house. And behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house, eastward, for the forefront of the house stood towards the east, and the waters came down from under from the right side of the throne and the south side of the altar. It's a picture of Jesus in heaven. When I go, I will send him to you. And he's sitting at the right side of God on high. And the water is the word of God. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come to the waters. This speak of the Holy Ghost, who then a believer should receive. John 7, 37 to 39. That's Jesus on the right side of God, releasing the Holy Spirit to the world. And his empowerment came down in levels. So he measured 1,000 cubits and took him through the water. The waters were to the ankle. Then another 1,000 cubits into the water. It was to the knees. Another 1,000 cubits to the water. It was to the waist. Then another 1,000. It was a river that cannot be passed over. A river to swim in. So it's in degrees. It's in levels. Now, go back to the New Testament. Or let's go forward to the New Testament. The church received power on the day of Pentecost. The apostles stepped into great power in Acts chapter 4. With great power, they prayed into the realm of great power. And then, we talk about exceeding great power. Exceeding great power. You see the categories, the levels? From power to great power. From great power to exceeding great power. Ephesians 1:19. To great power. And to know and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe according to the working of his mighty power. So exceeding greatness of his power is the mighty power of God. Amen. Amen. Some are just at the ankle level. They think they are already there. Some are just going to where the measurement starts. Because at New Bath, that's where we're welcome to the waters. It's a long journey. 1,000 cubits, 1,000 cubits, 1,000 cubits, 1,000 cubits. You don't pass one level, you can't cross to the other. We have seen power, but we are yet to see what awaits us. What awaits the church is the works that do shall ye do also. And greater works than he did. We are too far from what he did. Then how do we get to where he was and to pass over it? But we'll get there. Whoever thought the church would get to where we are today as the body of Christ in Nigeria and across the nation? We were called mushroom churches. People that don't mean much. That's the meaning. Mushroom churches. As poor as church rat, so are we. They were not wrong. Because I mean, that's where we are. But another wave brought us to where we are. Another wave will take us to where we are going. You will not miss your place there. So from empowerment to great empowerment and then to exceeding great empowerment, no one will be tired on this journey. And when you get to that stage, you hear what he said. You begin to operate above all principality and power and dominion and every name that is named. Verse 20. Above all. We are getting there. We must beware of grieving the spirit. No matter what level anyone may be operating in, we must beware of quenching the spirit. He said, quench not the spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5:19. Quench not the spirit. There was such unusual empowerment in Samson's life, but it quenched one day. So, but that starts from grieving the Spirit. He said, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God If we don't stop grieving him, we end up quenching him. You grieve him first before you go to quench him. Ephesians 4 verse 30. Quench not the Holy Spirit. I mean, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Is our covering. Don't grieve him. Continuity in iniquity grieves him. He gets grieved to a point that will quench him. And when it's quenched, life is gone. Samson stood up as before, and he wished not. The spirit has left him. Shook himself. Nothing worked. He quenched the spirit. It's important to know that the joint empowerment begins with consecration. Turn ye at my reproof, and I will pour my spirit upon you, and I will make my word known unto you. Proverbs 1:23. Don't one put a new wine in an old wine skin. At new birth, we are empowered by the Spirit to operate as sons of God. But to undertake that journey, this is a requirement. So the same thing that gave us access is the same we must watch to ensure it's in place to retain him. To retain him. When the spirit departs, you see how empty a man becomes. As the body without the spirit is dead, is the spirit at work in us that quickens us. The flesh profits nothing. Profits nothing. New birth, take off point. Fear of God, start off on the journey. No one among us shall quench the Spirit of God. Why do we need to be empowered? One, for triumphant living towards fulfilling our glorious destiny. As they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. They are on their journey to their promised land. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. We require empowerment for triumphant living towards fulfilling our glorious destiny. He says, Simon, Simon, Satan desires to have you. He wants to dislodge you from your place in destiny. Satan is always hunting for the precious souls to bring them down and crush their destiny. We need to be empowered for triumphant living. Number two, why do we need empowerment? For sanctification, which enables us access to our inheritance in Christ. Sanctified by the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:11. But such were some of us. But we have been washed, we have been cleansed, and we have been sanctified by the Spirit of God. The Holy Ghost is the spirit of holiness, so it comes in to empower us to live a sanctified life. And our inheritance demands sanctification for access and delivery. Acts 20 and verse 32. I commend to God the word of the grave is able to build you up and to give your own inheritance among them that are sanctified. Inheritance not for Jack and Harry in the faith. Inheritance is assessed and delivered on the platform of sanctification. Sanctification. So, he empowers us to live a sanctified life so as to assess and take delivery of our inheritance in Christ. First, I go. He comes as a refiner's fire to burn up every charm of carnality and iniquity so our offerings can be acceptable to God. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 5. He is the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Helps us to live with a desire to please God. I ask the Lord, Lord, give me a testimony after the order of Enoch to keep living a life that pleases me. Give me a testimony after the order of Joseph, who said, for I fear God. Give me a testimony after the order of Daniel. They couldn't find anything wrong with him, for he was a faithful man in that high office. But can we find a man like this in whom the Spirit of God is? You don't fail to recognize that there is a spirit working this thing inside this man. And the man, Daniel, was a man of endowment with the Spirit of God. So we need the Holy Spirit for sanctification so we can assess and take delivery of our inheritance in Christ. Whatever the enemy has robbed anyone, you are getting them back. Number three, why do we need empowerment? For sustainable access to revelation, for our breakthroughs, every breakthrough is triggered by revelation. Arise, shine, your light is come. And the glory of God is risen upon thee. In spite of the darkness and gloominess in the earth, you keep shining. The kings will come to your light. The Jesus will come to your light. And they are kings to the brightness of your rising. Who are these that fly as a cloud? So it takes empowerment of the Spirit to assess light that triggers sustainable and continuous breakthroughs in life. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. This is what it says. 1 John 2, 20. But ye have unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. Empowerment empowers believer access to all things. When it's called, he will teach you all things. And be the remembrance, all things, whatever he has taught you. So he teaches us, and be the remembrance, when required, all things. And our inheritance demands revelation for access. 2 Peter 3, I mean 1, numbers 3, is giving us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the revelation of him who has called us to glory and virtue. I'm trying to sensitize your hunger and thirst for empowerment. It's not just for healing and deliverance. It's for everything that makes for life and godliness. Number 4. Why do we need empowerment? For effectual, fervent prayer life. Effectual, fervent, we heard that in the first teaching. Effectual, fervent prayer life is not possible without the help of the Holy Spirit. The disciples knew something was coming on the part of their master, yet they couldn't help sleeping. They couldn't help sleeping. They were sleeping. It's not they chose to. He said, your spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak. You want to be, but you can't do it. How be it? His spirit helps our infirmity in prayers. He helps our infirmity in prayers. Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost and of power. You saw his prayer life. So it's not religion. No. It's the enablement of the Spirit of God. It makes all the difference. There are many people crying on the mountains now around various nations and in Nigeria. Oh God! Energy of the flesh. They cry and cry and nothing comes out of it. But you know what he does? For we know not what to pray. So he directs us to what to pray. Amen. Many know how to pray, but they don't know what to pray. They don't know what to pray. They know how to pray, but they don't know what to pray. So what is how going to help you to do? You won't get anything out of it. What to pray? He said, you don't know what to ask him. So there are people who are asking, you don't know what they're asking. He said, you don't know what to ask. You don't know what to ask him. They're ready to Jesus. But that's the mission. He helps our infirmity in prayers and shows us what to pray. What to pray. Which makes prayer effectual. It makes prayer effectual, result-oriented. Romans chapter 8 and verse 26. 27, 26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself helpeth our make an intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now, go to verse 27. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit. For he maketh intercession for us according to the will of God, which enables answers to our prayers. You pray according to his will, be confident that he hears you. That's his job. No prayer life can be any more effectual than helped than the one that's helped by the Holy Spirit. If directed to the will of God, and it shows you what to pray and enables you to pray by destroying the infirmity of the flesh. You know how many times you may have knelt down and then you slept off? You know how many times you have prayed and then you forget the prayer point? Holy Spirit, help my prayer life into another level. Help my prayer to come and pray that prayer. Empower my prayer life to another level. Empower my prayer life beyond the infirmities of the flesh. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Now, number five, why do we need to be empowered? The Spirit of God empowers our given life into realms of strange financial fortune. He empowers us. To their power I bear record. And beyond their power, they were willing of themselves. Now, when the Holy Ghost empowers a man's given life, he does it willingly. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3. He does it willingly without any stress around him. Without any stress, no games, no gimmicks. Without any stress. He said, therefore, to abound in knowledge and faith in the Lord for all. See that to abound in this grace also, the grace of empowerment for a tireless giving life, a willing giving life, a joyful giving life. He takes that. It takes that. To rejoice at every opportunity to give to the needy. Give in promoting the kingdom, it becomes a lifestyle. They are not struggling. So their power, I bear record, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves, begging us with much entreaty that we should receive the gift. You know what happens? In their poverty,
yes.
They were addicted givers. Then grace of abundance came upon them.
Hallelujah.
My God. It takes empowerment to sustain a giving life. It takes empowerment of the Spirit. And that is the only way to sustain the true riches of God. You know, true riches. Not people carrying money up and down. True riches. Riches that come at your command. Riches that answer to your commands. Riches that answer. You are not struggling with riches. You are not praying for it. It answers your command. Because of sustainable giving grace. What do I call it? These are all multi-dimensional, you know, blessings of empowerment. We have limited that to Satan is attacking you, attacking. You know, it's beyond that. Beyond that. May everyone's given life change level here. Not for the good of the poor or the needy. Not for the good of the church. Look, you don't know how significant you are in the church until you leave. There are nothing that's left. Except it's not the church of Christ. Except it's not the church of Christ. The church of Christ does not know who lives. We need that grace. He has despised. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. They will never play financial game in his lineage. They are free from it. You know, it has become an issue of heritage. We are getting there. And when we get there, we never step out of it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I want to believe that this would steer our hunger and thirst for his empowerment. A number of us have been robbed of so many things that belong to us. I give to you the rain, the former rain model, but I call to come down for you the rain, the former rain, the latter rain, the same one. And I will restore to you the years that the canker was eating, the caterpillar, the farmer, my great family, which has entered among you. You are eating plenty, I will sanctify and praise the name of the Lord, and my people shall never be ashamed. Whatever the enemy has stolen from you, you are empowered to experience your restoration. And there shall be dramatic restoration testimonies. We saw two things here in church. One, we once heard of someone who lost his job for 19 years, got it back with all payments and allowances paid. But this year we have someone who was robbed of his job for 26 years. 26 years. Restored and all allowances and everything paid. The year the caterpillar has eaten the caterpillar. Whatever you have lost to the enemy, under this anointing, I decree your restoration. I decree your restoration. The empowerment of the Holy Spirit is a covenant platform for our restoration. Therefore, whatever the enemy has cheated on you for, you are getting it back sevenfold. You can imagine not going to work for 19 years and then they paid all that belongs to you and calculate your promotions that will have come in the process and pay you in one day and you just walk away free. My God, God will make you to laugh. That's why we need to be empowered so we don't continue to be cheated. We need to be empowered. We don't get continue to be cheated. And in Jesus' name, it's your turn. It's your turn. It's your turn. My prayer today is that you are living here as a brand new man. After Saul was anointed, he was turned into another man. Empowerment turns ordinary people into strange men. By the empowerment on this mountain of Shiloh, God will turn you to another man. Why do we need to be empowered? For protection and preservation. Protection and preservation. Ephesians 1:13, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Chapter 4, verse 30, the Holy Spirit, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. So we are empowered to be protected and preserved till the coming of the Lord. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What are the things to do to be empowered and stay empowered? Remember, the Bible is a what to do book. It's a book of covenants. I have this provision for you, but these are the things you must do to take delivery. I obtain for you power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessings. But to assess the power, what am I to do? After being born again and baptized in the Holy Ghost, which is our gateway to it, of course, what do I do next? Empowerment will only answer to a genuine thirst and crave. Without a thirst, you can't gain access. Oh, every man that thirsted, come to the waters. A thirst. David prayed, "Oh Lord my God, only will I seek thee." Psalm 63 verse 1. My soul thirsted for thee, and my flesh longed for thee in a dry and thirsty land. Where no water is, to see thy power. It takes a thirst and a longing to step into realms of power. Isaiah 41 and verse 17, the Bible says, when the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue filled for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open up rivers in high places. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Rivers in high places. Rivers. I will open it in response to their thirst. And fountains in the midst of valleys. And I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water. When? Not until when. When the poor and the needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faints for thirst, I, the Lord, will open up the rivers. So it takes a longing to have it. Paul, the anointed one, was involved in fasting often. And fasting is prescribed for empowerment. It's prescribed for empowerment. Is it not the path that I've chosen? To lose the path of wickedness, come and say power. To undo the heavy burden, say power. To let your oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. Because yokes are only destroyed because of the anointing. It takes a longing of the soul and a thirst of the soul and a longing of the flesh to be empowered. What must I do to stay empowered? It takes a right heart to be empowered. Right motive to be empowered. A right heart, a right motive. A right heart, a right motive. Simeon, the power of God, earlier the power of God, they call him. When he saw that by laying on hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he said, give me this money. Here this money. Give me this gift. And whosoever I lay my hands upon, people are selling today the unsellables. You know, we had a wave one time, you buy to the anointing. Flagrant disregard for the truth. Peter said, your money perish with you. You think you can buy the gift of God with money? And he went on and said, verse 13. Simeon saw that through the laying of hands, the Holy Ghost was given. He offered him money. And Peter said, your money perish with you. We think you may receive the Holy Ghost with money. He said, your heart is not right before God. Your heart is not right before God. Verse 21.
Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter. You can't partake of the Holy Ghost without a right heart. Looking for power to be famous? Zero. Power to be acknowledged? Zero. You have no part or lot in this matter because your heart is not right
in the sight of God. 2 Chronicles 16 and verse 9. The eyes of the Lord runneth to and fro in all the earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose hearts are perfect towards him. Look around. Who is next? For next level empowerment. Look around. Who is next? For next level empowerment. Look around. Number three requirement for sustainable empowerment, a heart for God and the interest of his kingdom. I've found a man after my own heart by name David, 1 Samuel 13:14. And we saw his heart in chapter 17. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that should defy the armies of the living God? We saw where his heart was. His heart was not in the word that anybody would give him. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the army of the living God? He went with his life in his hand against Goliath. He returned triumphant by the anointing on him. I found David, my servant, with my holy oil have I anointed him. Everyone with a genuine heart for God enjoys the continuous release of unction, continuous release of anointing, continuous. A heart for God entitles us to fresh oil from day to day. Because whatever he decks you with, you know you will use it for him. It's for him. You are after him. Your heart is on him. So a heart for God and for the inside of his kingdom, entitled believers to continuous flow of fresh oil. Flow of fresh oil. Psalm 89, verse 20 to 24. I found David my servant, a man after my own heart, with my holy oil have I anointed him. The enemy shall not exert upon him, nor the sons of wickedness afflict him. I will be down his foe before him, and plague all them that hate him. Our love for God is a covenant requirement for sustainable empowerment. Our love for God. Our love for God. Our love for God. So it doesn't just answer to a cry, oh God, empower me, okay, for what? What is what you are looking for? What do you think qualifies to ask it? What does it take to access the realm of continuous empowerment? Be committed to the continuous study of the world. For where no wood is, there the fire goes out. Proverbs 26 and verse 20. Be committed to the continuous study of the world. That is the wood that keeps the fire of the Holy Ghost burning. The fire on the altar must be kept burning, shall not be put out. But the priest must put wood on it every morning. Leviticus 6, 12 and 13. Every morning. Every morning. No matter the cry, when there is no wood, the fire will go out. The fire will go out. We need the wood to keep the fire burning. We need the wood. No. My God. Before the word came, we were in prayer. After the word came, we saw prayer. Now, we got prayer, bringing the fire. We didn't have the wood to sustain it. After we got the wood, we quenched the fire. Can you imagine the state of the church? Before the word came, sir, prayer, anything by prayer, everything by prayer. After the word came, with all prayer is no longer necessary. So back to square one. You will never be back to square one. You will never be back to square one. No amount of intercession will be a substitute for the need for continuous revelation. So they must work together. They must work together. Prayer without the word is fire without the wood. The word without prayer is wood without fire. Dead. Dead. So keep the fire burning. We must remain committed to the continuous study of the world. For that is the rule. That's how Paul kept it burning. And he taught Timothy, study. If you don't want to be ashamed, you don't want the fire to go out, study. 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 He said, look at me. Bring my books for me and my notes. 2 Timothy 2:15 and 2 Timothy 4:13. The apostle will give ourselves to prayers and to the ministry of the world, the two together. So there was an eruption of power that led to explosive growth of the church. In conclusion, empowerment is for service, not for show. Empowerment is for service, not for show. Empowerment is for service, not for show. Without a heart to serve, none of us is a candidate for empowerment. It's not for show. is for service. Christ was anointed to set free the captive, to bind the brokenhearted, to open the prison doors to them that are in. You are anointed to serve, not for show. Ameko prangalake tangolo parada. That one is a pastor, does not mean a servant. There are many bossy pastors who are serving nobody else. Everybody must serve him. It's for serving. You can't be empowered sitting down. You're empowered serving. There are many funders, like small people like us, who just think fundership is a something for service. You lose the power in no time. No time. There are leaders in church, head of unity, and that they think that is powerful. You are not serving, they're just serving you. You are wasting your time. Wake up! You saw the way he sent the apostles out. Everybody on his mission is entitled to his empowerment. He called his 12 and gave them power over all devils and to cure disease. He didn't give them power to go and sit there and say, we are apostles. Power, go, power, go, power, go. Go into the field, go serve me. Luke 9, verse 1. And they went forth healing everywhere. Now, Matthew 10, verse 1. He gave them power, he gave them clean spirit. And to heal, power is to, not for. Power is to do something, to do something, to do something. And to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. In Mark 16, he gave them power. So, verse 7 and verse 12 and 13, they went forth everywhere preaching the word and anointing with oil and sick and healed them. It's all we are empowered to serve, not to sit tight. We are empowered to serve his interest, not our interest. And serving his interest, our interest flows in on their own accord. Can I hear your amen? We can't sustain the power without sustaining the service. The sustainability of the empowerment requires sustainability of stewardship. And serving God lies a sustainable empowerment. And serving his interest lies a sustainable empowerment. Some of this may be Old Testament in your view. By my little calling, I had no privilege for a honeymoon after marriage. And I can't remarry. So that experience is gone. And I couldn't feel it. I didn't feel I'm wrong. In those days, nobody gives offering to anybody, so it's not offering motivated. It's not offering motivated. It's not. It's not popularity. There was no microphone where we're preaching. So it's not that you are preaching to a group or something. I rode on a motorbike like Elijah on the chariot to a place. How many were there? There were less than 60. But I mustn't get there late, sir. The helmet on the one on my back fell off. I couldn't wait. He said, helmet. I said, mark where it is. And there were not many tips like today. But we met it there when we came. Somebody put it by the side. If it's today, it has gone overseas. Amen. God. I couldn't wait. People are not ready to serve and they want to be empowered. You are wasting time. It doesn't happen. Empowerment, sustainable empowerment is for stewardship. It's for stewardship, it's not for leadership. It's for stewardship, it's servants who emerge leaders. Leadership is a product of stewardship, not the other way around. Leadership is a result of stewardship, not the other way around. The servants indeed today emerge leaders tomorrow and they still keep serving. And they still keep serving. And they still keep serving. Not to come down. In conclusion, empowerment is our enthronement. So we can gain command over the affairs of life. Rule down in the midst of the enemies is for our enthronement. When you are in government, they say you are in power. You don't know what they say? We have been redeemed as priests and kings to reign on the earth. No king reigns in Israel until he's anointed. Empowerment is our access to enthronement. Enthronement connotes command. Enthronement connotes command. In the precious name of Jesus, before you are out of this mountain of Shiloh, your enthronement shall be established. This is one evidence of fresh oil. Joy and rejoicing. You can't be anointed and be done. They call him the oil of gladness, the oil of joy. Every truly anointed person exudes the joy of the Lord as a lifestyle. My God is giving us the oil of joy for mourning. That's the anointing. In the garment of favor, the spirit of heaviness, or you might be called trees of righteousness, the plantings of the Lord, that he may be glorified. He anointed Jesus with the oil of gladness above his fellows. Paul the apostle said, yea, and I will rejoice. Under the persecution of false brethren, yea, I will rejoice. You can't take the joy away from an anointed man. As you sustain your access to fresh oil, watch out for the manifestation of joy and rejoicing as a lifestyle. And that will return into healing, health, and wholeness. For a merry heart, blood good like a medicine. But a broken spirit dries the bones. Watch out for the joy. Maintain the oil, and you retain the joy. Maintain the joy and you retain the flow. Retain the joy and you retain the flow. I want to believe that each one will choose to align with the covenant demands of sustainable empowerment and keep enjoying it. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And keep growing in it. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And keep enjoying it. In the name of Jesus. Amen. From now we are never your name is called for evil. The power of God that works in you will strike. Wherever any devil may take your name to, there shall be a crash from heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are built up into a spiritual house as lively stones. You come against the stone, you are broken. The stone comes against you, you are grinded to powder. From now, I release you as thought not entities to your world. And may all the blessings of empowerment outlined in this teaching begin to manifest in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every year of our life from now shall be brighter than the previous. The manifestation of the Spirit shall be on the increase in our life from time to time. In the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. Rise to your feet. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise. Lift up your two hands and thank God for the empowerment that has been transmitted to us in the course of these three teachings this morning. In my work with you, empower me into the next level in my Christian journey. Come on, go ahead and pray. We are at one level right now. There are many, many other levels ahead. Empower me to the next level. Empower me to the next level in my Christian journey. Empower me to the next level in my Christian journey. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. I got a testimony from Smith Wigglesworth many years ago, 1979. Then we had that experience in one of our local crusades. After the meeting, we got to our room where we were staying, because these are village crusades. It was one room for about five of us on the mat. So we're getting in a black human-sized structure, faceless, rolled out from the door as we opened. Nobody was sleeping while awake. And a big ball like a vulture left from the window. And I said, "Hey folks, the devil has no right to tell us when to pray. Go and sleep." We slept on the head of the devil. I said, "When you wake up in the morning and somebody has loose teeth, just touch him. Don't pray. Just touch him." We all woke up. So you can be transmitted with power through the testimonies of others. You live in fear to lose your place. There's so much inside you that most time you are not in touch with it. But in the precious name of Jesus, I pray that everyone's genuine desperation today will lead to new levels. One disoriented individual began to scratch my face on a sticker. And the other person said, "Look, why are you doing that?" He said, "Go and report to him." And right on the spot, he went blind. Life in Abuja. right on the spot, he went blind. I don't know him. I don't know his name. I didn't pray for him. I didn't pray against him. I didn't hear until when I heard he was blind. My God, whosoever touches you, touches the apple of my eye. We got to one of those nations, and one notorious witch had arrived. He was welcomed with pomps and pigeons, all those demonic things. And we came in and came to the same hotel. She fled. She disappeared. I didn't see her. I didn't know she came. We arrived in the hotel, she left. We are talking of power. We are not talking of speeches. Power. From today, with a genuine claim for a genuine purpose, with a right motive, I decree your new level of empowerment. And by this fresh empowerment, I decree supernatural restoration of whatever the enemy has stolen from me. By this anointing, I curse every hand of the wicked on any one of us. Everyone appointed to death is rescued right now. Everyone appointed to death is rescued right now. A ritual killer, or whatever, caught up with some individual and took her, and the phone rang while they were taking him in the call. And I was speaking in tongues on that. I think he saved her. He said, that's my father. Who is he? Bishop Ilebu? The park. Please come down. Tell him we didn't touch you. Tell him we didn't. I was speaking in tongues. They did not that they heard what I was saying. I was speaking in tongues. Please tell him we didn't touch you. He had his money to go back to where we took him from. My God. We are going somewhere. Somebody was going for a marriage. They took him this year. And when their head saw it, said, are you a winner? I said, yes. I don't want Baba's problem. Please, let him go. Let him go. Let him go. From now, the devil can't wait for your trouble anymore. It's your turn. Every man presses. Grace to keep pressing to new levels of empowerment. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Now, let me humble us with this. 1,000 cubits, 1,000 cubits, 1,000 cubits, and then 1,000 cubits. How many thousand? 4,000. So let's calibrate. 4,000 levels of empowerment. How much? 4,000 levels of. Maybe I'm just in 100 now. Maybe 50, I don't know. Because I'm not there where they're counting it. Amen. Don't ever feel you are there. Rivers that cannot be passed over. Rivers that you can't be in the flesh for a moment. You can't be in the flesh for a moment. Rivers that cannot be passed over. You can't be in the natural for a moment. Rivers that cannot be passed over. Rivers that cannot be passed over. Jesus came out of the grave to operate in that realm. He said, don't touch me, don't touch me. We are not there in that realm. We are not in that realm anymore. We are not in that realm anymore. We are not in that realm anymore. See yourself as registering a school of 4,000 classes. Not 100 level, 200 level. You know, 1,000 means 4,000 classes. You have to move from one to another, one to another, one to another, one to another. And now, none of us is 1,000. And the thing is 4,000. I don't know whether you are one, but I'm not sure I'm 1,000 yet. But we are going 4,000 way. Amelo Prengano Kanako. Please, grace, to keep pressing from level to level in the school of power. Go ahead and pray. Pray that prayer. You get to a level, you say to this, go, it goes. You say to that, come, it comes.
proceed and proceed from level to level in the school of power and receive it. Grace to keep pressing and pressing and pressing and pressing and pressing. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Good news. Good news. Good news. Good news. Now, listen. God will never allow any of us to be tempted beyond the present ability in us. So what you carry now can deal with what is harassing you. What you carry presently can deal with what is currently challenging you. Isn't that good news for someone? You don't have to wait to reach 1,000 level. Where you are now, whatever comes against you, God means I have enabled you at this point to deal with it. Don't say when I reach 500, then I'll be able to deal with this sickness. Right now, where you are, for I will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. I am the principal of the school.
Yes.
I will let them give you the exam of, you know, class 3 in class 1. No, you will not be tempted beyond what you are able.
Yes, yes.
So where you are now can deal with what's confronting you now.
Yes.
Where you are now can deal with what's confronting you now. Come on now, look at those things in the face and say, I command you.
Command you.
Get off my back. Get off my back. I command you, get out of my way. Satan, get behind me. Satan, get behind me. I have authority over you in the name of Jesus. Get behind me. Get behind me. In the name of Jesus, I have authority over you. Get behind me, Satan. Get behind me now. Get behind me, Satan. And get behind me now. Get behind me, Satan. And get behind me now. Get behind me, Satan. And get behind me now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, let me tell you this. When you confront those issues in the name, you are taking cover under the anointing of Christ. Come on now. You are taking cover. When you say in the name of Jesus, get thee behind me, that I'm invoking the anointing of Christ, the anointed, against you. Get thee behind me. My God. So wherever you are now, he has enabled you at this point to deal with those things. You say to that false spirit, get deep behind me, we'll get back. And you say, in the name of Jesus. Because that name is like anointing. Spread forth. So the name is an anointment. Songs of Solomon chapter 1 and verse 6. Is it 3 or 6? The name is an anointment poured forth. Amen. Therefore, the divisions, we are the divisions of Christ, love thee. When you say in the name of Jesus, you are spraying the anointing. The anointing of Jesus the Christ, at whose name every name bows. You are saying, look, my anointing may not get to that level, but here am I. With the authority to use the anointing on Christ. Get thee behind me in the name of Jesus. Now, whatever you don't want to see anymore after this event, come on, I command them. In the name of Jesus. Get thee behind me. Rodelekete. In the name of Jesus Christ. Get see behind me, Satan. The demon of prayerlessness. The demon of loose talk. Cannot think it. Jesus Christ. Rebelo Brede Galeria. A Brede Galecatando. Get thee behind me. Name we are praying. I was healed of tuberculosis the same year I was saved by taking cover in the anointing of Christ. I didn't know what I was doing. I said, Jesus Christ, if it's true that you did what I did in the New Testament, do it now. This anointing came forth and tuberculosis went home. Went back. Therefore, that sickness that came with you is gone forever. Oppression that came with you in the name of Jesus, get behind you now. That confusion that came with you to this convention, to this fellow, get off your back now. In the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. No one prayed for me. The anointing in the name set me free. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, every word of healing you hear will sustain your health. But now you have authority over it, and it must obey you. In the name of Jesus. Excited this morning, lift up your two hands and celebrate God. Give Him glory and praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Please, we have some special information for all foreign ministries that are here. You are required to please step into one of those tents at the honor entrance for the special information. We love you. All of the co-laborers in the ministry that are here, be blessed. Everyone's ministry is taking a new turn. You have done what it takes to go to the next level, you'll get there. And from there shall be from level to level and from glory to glory in everyone's life. There are many, many great ministers that are here today that have been here also since yesterday. We'll be doing more recognitions tonight. And for our royal fathers who are here, be blessed of the Lord. And be honored by the God you are honoring. May your return back home establish your authority the more and keep you shining for Christ. In the name of Jesus. To all our foreign delegates, welcome, welcome, and welcome. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus, for all of the blessings of this hour of visitation. Let's give glory to God. He has truly visited you. He has visited me. Give Him more thanks right now. Thank Him because we are living here this morning with renewed empowerment. We are living here this morning with greater empowerment. Our levels have changed. Levels of authority, levels of dominion, To God alone be the glory forever. In Jesus' wonderful name we are prayed. 1:30 will be our appearances at the various specialized classes. We will still have them displayed on the screen, the locations, but in case you have difficulty locating any of these, please make inquiries from any of the church officials that are close by. And for the ministers from outside Nigeria, as announced earlier, this is the honor entrance. You just go straight on to the end of the office building there, and there you'll find the tent where you'll be attended to. Let us together share the goodness of the Lord in fellowship. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Shiloh 2022 and Covenant Highways. Please greet your neighbors as you go.
They don't.